rhetoric of pop is we listen to something that's on the Billboard Hot 100, top of the chart somewhere. It's mostly Justin Bieber up there, so we had to climb a couple down because we've had a lot of Bieber already in the year. Basically, what we're going to do is listen to the song and then kind of give it a rhetorical analysis. So while we're listening to it, think about some of the things you might do for a rhetorical analysis. And we'll take a break, listen to the song, and we'll catch you on the other side. This is Stressed Out by 21 Pilots.
Number 4.
On the Billboard Hot 100.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
A certain smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. And give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah, we used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah, wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Play pretend, used to play pretend, money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. I'm your host, Ryan McQueenie, joined by my co-host, Kate Harrington.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Still great.
Still great. we're joined with Amanda and Alex, our edgeterns. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for being on again.
Of course.
And for sharing all that wonderful information about the EDGE program.
You're so welcome.
You just heard Stressed Out by 21 Pilots, which is number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 list. To my surprise, honestly, for a while, 21 Pilots was kind of this...
very underground.
Yeah, and this very indie type of sound. Now they're huge, I guess. But yeah, this is going to be a challenge for Rhetoric of Pop. I think this will be one of our more interesting Rhetoric of Pop segments because... and Kate, you and I were talking about this before the show. This song, unlike a lot of pop songs that we listen to, has substance to it.
It's got some real meaning.
What is the meaning of the song? I guess that's kind of a vague question, but what what is the writer of this trying? What story is he telling?
Well, from the chorus, the turn back time to the good old days, when our mom is saying us to sleep and now we're stressed out. Seems like they're kind of nostalgic towards life not being like having to deal with responsibilities and making money and adulthood.
Yes.
Stressed out from adulthood.
Yes.
Do you disagree?
I agree 100%. Okay. I think that it's kind of a clear meaning. Is that what you got? Did you guys get something else out of it?
Yeah, I think it's like the loss of imagination.
Ooh. Ooh.
Right. So many layers. One of the many layers.
Onions have layers. Okay, I'm just going to have to say that every time we come back to it. I like where you're headed with that, but I think it's still, I think what you guys are saying has plays with each other.
Go hand in hand.
I really relate to this song a lot because, I mean, the name of the song is Stressed Out. I mean, I think...
a college student.
For people our age, some of the things he brings up, he even brings up student loans specifically. Those are the things that stress us out. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of sad almost to think about some of like when life was really easy, we were playing pretend money.
Yeah.
And now real money is the issue. I don't know.
I feel like this is one of those songs you can cry yourself to sleep to if you really wanted to, you know?
Yeah.
Like sure. When it's late, you can't fall asleep and you listen to this and start thinking about life. You know?
Yeah, sure. I wish I was contemplating.
Sure. Right.
Sure. Sure. Intended audience?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would say me.
Yeah.
I would say college, me. Is, yeah.
Probably.
Young
I'd
adult.
Say like college, like maybe like late high school, like senior in high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Budding young adults.
Yeah.
I think that
during finals week,
I think the members of 21 Pilots are our age ish, like not too much older than college age. I don't think. I think they're pretty young guys, so that would make sense that they would relate to someone their own age. I think. To me, I wanted to. I think when I listened to this song. One of the lyrics that stands out to me is sometimes a certain smell will take me back to when I was young.
Yeah.
How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? And then I'd make a candle out of it if I've ever found it. So the idea that like sensory details like that can bring us back to those times.
Yeah. More than other things, I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, more than even memories or like someone talking to you about like, oh, remember when you did this? Like maybe you don't connect with that, but you connect with, you know, the feeling of a carpet or something like that.
Sure. Sure. I'm thinking about now I'm like kind of sad now that we're reflecting on this. I'm kind of sad because now I'm thinking about my childhood and stuff.
What's your sensory detail that you're thinking of?
We used to have, when I was really young, we used to have a pond by our house.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a man-made pond in our neighborhood, and there used to be like frogs and stuff in it.
Aww.
So you could like walk down and it would smell like kind of not that good because it's like a gross frog
like
pond, but it was to a kid, it was like fun to play with the frogs and
smell
the
pond. Now you're stressed out.
Now I'm stressed out. Now I'm stressed out.
And sad.
Now I gotta work later. Gotta worry about paying my bills. It's so sad. And to bring it back to what we were talking about earlier, I think other things that I connect with are like music I used to listen to.
Yeah.
So you were talking about Panic at the Disco.
For sure. I mean, like whenever I feel like I just kind of want to, like if I get like homesick, I definitely listen to like some of their like older albums, and it just takes me back to like,
oh, that's cool. Great. I love when there's connections to media like that. I love to throw on like Robert, our GA, Robert and I were talking about the Kanye West album 808s and Heartbreaks earlier, and that brings me back every time I listen to it too, because I remember distinctly when I unwrapped that for Christmas one year. So
wow.
Okay, but I thought that was a great conversation about reminiscing in childhood and whatnot, but I want to bring us back to word of the day before we forget about it.
Shout out to Lauren for tweeting at us. She tweeted us the correct pronunciation.
Which, yeah, so she specifically isn't guessing the answer because she knows it because she Googled it.
Panegyric.
So I'm not putting the right emphasis on the right thing.
The emphasis.
Panegyric. It's an adjective. We know that the two clues are some obituaries and a wedding toast. That's my frustrated sound where I can never guess the meanings of the words.
Okay, but when you think about it, death is a big part of life, and so is weddings, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was my only comment.
Mm-hmm.
I still kind of see it as like a negative adjective, okay. And like it could mean like redundant or like repetitive almost. Because like sometimes like someone will get up to do a wedding toast and they'll just say the same thing for like
that every other minutes. Wedding yeah. toast has ever Ooh. Said. Yeah, same with obituaries, right?
Mm-hmm. What obituaries are very formulaic.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready to lock that in as your answer?
Yes.
Okay. Kate, do you have an answer?
No, go to someone else. What's your answer?
Oh, God. I'm going to be really unoriginal and side with Alex. I think she's right.
Okay.
We got to say All right. Panegyric.
Okay. This is my week. I'm going to win this. My guess.
A wedding toast. Maybe like. Written by someone you care about, maybe. So obituaries are written by.
Right. Darn. I was going to say talking about the past.
Ooh. Oh,
like reminiscing.
Learning Ooh. From our past, maybe something like that.
Maybe.
Reminiscing again, like Stressed Out by 21 Pilots.
But it's some obituaries.
Yeah.
All obituaries talk about the past.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with that. Something about like learning or reminiscing from our past.
I'm going to say like written like about someone to be nice.
Okay. Locking it in. I'm going to get a locked in button so that I can officially lock in everyone's answers next week. A formal speech or writing celebrating someone. So literally, it was
just a speech.
We were thinking too abstract this week.
Dang.
Normally, it's the opposite. We go with too literal, and it's more abstract. This is just a formal speech or writing celebrating someone.
We were just going through the layers.
Some obituaries, all obituaries do that.
Yeah, sometimes it's not formal, I would say. I don't know.
They celebrate. That's what... death is about.
You know, we got to talk to Robert about our clues, I think, is what we got to do. Perfect timing, though, because we are just about out of time. So, guys, I'm going to run you through something we say at the end of every episode. I'm going to say thanks for joining us. This has been Scrawl Radio, reminding you to put it in writing. And then when we say putting it in writing, everyone says put it in writing.
Okay.
And then we sign off. All so right.
I think we can do that.
All right, I think we believe in you.
Yeah,
all
right. I think it's not too hard.
Right.
So thanks again, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for participating. This has been Spurball Radio, reminding you to
put it in writing.